This is St. Louis Public Radio. There were nearly four times as many opioid-related deaths in the St. Louis area last year than homicides. Treatment is available. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, the services are not always there for people who are homeless.
Overdose deaths have hit the homeless population hard. A 2013 paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association called it an emerging epidemic. Of the 1,300 homeless people who had died in Boston over 5 years, 219 overdosed. The Reverend Ken McCoy has seen the trend play out in St. Louis. He has spent the last 3 years providing ministry to a community of homeless individuals living on the old streetcar tracks north of the Central West End. That's where he met Felicia Nash.
One night, Felicia said she was going to get clean and she and I were going to get married. I probably would have married her.
Nash was 48 and, like many residents at the tracks, dealing with a years-long addiction to heroin. One rainy night in early November, she decided to get clean. Though it was after hours, McCoy drove Nash to the Salvation Army's treatment center on Washington Avenue. When they didn't have a place for her, McCoy says, he had no choice but to take her back to the streets.
I had to let her out of my car in the rain with her bags, her crying and all this disappointment. And I think that broke Felicia. I really do.
A few days later, Nash fatally overdosed on heroin. The night after her funeral, McCoy went back out to the old streetcar tracks, bringing her friends food and comfort. In a broken voice, one woman, Frida, told McCoy she was tired.
I know you're tired, baby. I know. If there was a facility that I could have took her, she could have got some methadone or whatever, she would have gone tonight.
McCoy says he has encountered dozens of Felicias and Fridas, people who want to stop using drugs but can't get the treatment at the moment they're ready. Very few agencies prescribe the drugs to treat opioid addiction, and none are open in the late night hours when McCoy does his outreach.
I was calling it a gap, but it's really a gaping hole, a crater.
McCoy won't disparage the work of local social service agencies. They have helped thousands of people, like Danny Prowell, get clean. Prowell had been trying to kick an addiction to crack cocaine for years when, in 2010, he wandered into the St. Patrick Center to get a hot meal. While Prowell was eating, he struck up a conversation with a few other guys in the room.
Basically, it was like, hey, man, you ain't got to walk the streets. At least you can come up here and sit and watch TV to like 3 o'clock. I came in to get warm, you know, and stayed.
Prowell, now 60, has been clean for 6 years. He's got a job in home health care and married a woman he met while in treatment. The downtown-based St. Patrick Center uses what's called a clubhouse model, says Walter Kozuzik, its senior manager of behavioral health programs. Participants have to attend a certain number of meetings a week, but they're offered 365 days a year, between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Kozuzik says in his experience that schedule isn't a barrier to people wanting help.
The barriers typically are more internal rather than external. They're not barriers that exist necessarily because the services aren't available.
But some providers agree with McCoy that agencies should be more flexible.
In terms of having a 24/7 place that's safe for these people, we absolutely need that. People are dying a lot.
Meredith Troop is the medical director at Places for People. It's one of the few agencies that will prescribe drugs like methadone or Suboxone to people without health insurance. Troop wants more places to offer that medication-assisted treatment. She also wants to make naloxone more readily available. That drug can reverse opioid overdoses, but it has to be given within 3 hours to be effective.
We have lots of grants, a lot of money coming in the direction of helping these folks. It has yet to sort of be determined where this money will go and how that will work.
McCoy plans to ask the owners of the gas station near the tracks if they'll stock naloxone. He thinks that could have saved Felicia Nash's life. But the most important thing he'll do, he says, is to be an advocate for Nash's friends, the community along the tracks that he considers family. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.